Are we too busy making friends with the world? Getting so comfortable that we forget why we're here? Are we distracted by our treasures and toys and things that annoy that we can't see eternal things? Jesus, open our eyes to the things unseen, for this world is open our eyes to the things unseen, for this world is temporary. Fix our eyes on eternal things, 'cause soon we're going home.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another Looking Up show. My name is Danny, and today is Wednesday, June 24, and we are racing through the year almost at the end of the halfway mark. And today on our show, we have a very, very, very special show in that we have our very special guest here, Eugene, who I'm going to welcome in just a moment and give him an opportunity to respond. He's going to be sharing his life journey. And also joining me today in the absence of our mate Charissa, who's in the land of the free and the home of the very brave with her family, is my good mate, Shell. Welcome aboard, Shell.
Hey, it's so good to be with the afternoon crew here, looking up.
You're not ready to go to bed just yet?
No. got a couple more hours.
So Shell, of course, in case you're wondering who Shell is, she is the producer of The Breakfast Show, Monday to Friday. And how's that going, by the way, with Scaffy and co?
Yeah, it's always good, always fun. We're doing well, yeah.
Fantastic. And you've got Elliot. He's away at the moment, isn't he? He's the co-host.
He is in America, and then he's going to Finland, so we won't be seeing him for a few months.
Okay. Now, you know Elliot's background. You know why he's an excellent co-host?
I do, because he comes from some strange place.
Macedonia.
Oh,
his Macedonian background. That's my background. So that is why he's an excellent co-host. So when Scaffy said to me, I think Elliot might be the one, I'm like, it goes without saying, So anyway, all right, enough of that. So, yeah, it's great that Shell can join us, and we wish Sharissa and Justin all the best. They should be hopefully coming in next week because, yeah, we've got some very special programs that we need to tell you about. But before any of that, we want to introduce and welcome Eugene. Welcome aboard, Eugene. Great to have you on board.
Thanks, Danny, and it is a blessing for me to be here in the studio with the Faith FM and Looking Up team and all your listeners out there.
Fantastic.
And good day to all the listeners.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Now, Eugene is a regular Faith FM listener. So tell us, when did you begin listening to Faith FM?
I started listening in 2017.
Wow.
When I moved down from, as you will hear from my testimony, yeah, eventually moved down from Queensland to New South Wales.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I started listening.
Wow. That's going to be exciting to find out how you connected with Faith FM and the impact that has had on your journey. So today we're going to hear from Eugene. He's going to be sharing his testimony. As you guys gathered, some of you probably picked up there's an accent there. So obviously you were not born here in Australia with an accent like that.
Definitely not. And yeah, I should actually apologize for my
don't for apologize. My accent, I love the South African accent.
So
we've got a South African accent, we've got an American accent, and we've got a Macedonian Aussie accent.
Yeah, I think ours are a bit more distorted than Eugene's.
and I'm kind of talking through the nose a little bit because I came down with a bit of a bug last week, but it didn't stop me. I had the opportunity of going to South Australia. Have you ever been to Adelaide, South Australia, Eugene?
No, I haven't. I've been to Melbourne. Okay. That's the furthest south I've
That's gone. Where I was born, Melbourne. Well, you don't need to go anywhere else. If you've been to Melbourne, you don't need to go anywhere else. You've arrived. Now, I was in Prospect, the church on Prospect there with Pastor Marty, Pastor Nick. Yeah, great bunch of pastors and great churches there. And, I was blessed to hang out with the folk there. Met some Faith FM listeners there, Shell. There's plenty of Faith FM listeners in Adelaide. Adelaide, as you know, have Faith FM all over the place. I mean, people listen to Faith FM in Adelaide, in the city itself. So
amazing.
We've got excellent coverage. I think it's probably got the best coverage of any major city in Australia. So Faith FM is a really big deal and very well known in Adelaide, especially.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, so big shout out to everyone there at Prospect. I told them I'd give them a big shout out. And so this coming, not this coming Friday, but the following Friday, July 3 and July 4, we have a very, very special United States in Prophecy weekend. So in connection with the 250th anniversary, the 250th birthday of the United States of America, Final Allegiance America in Prophecy. And if you're interested in being part of that, we've got some amazing speakers. We've got a whole bunch of Faith FM speakers. We've got Lyle Southwell, who used to head up The Breakfast Show. We've got Boris Yovanov, Sharissa, myself, Scaffy, Justin Tarosian, Rebecca Cheers. Shell, you're going to be there, aren't you?
I am. I'm going to be on the panel on Saturday morning.
Yeah, so there's going to be TED Talks, 7 different TED Talks. There's going to be panel discussions. There's going to be food, If you want to register, if you're anywhere near the Newcastle area, anywhere near that, Hamilton Seventh-day Adventist Church, go to the Faith FM website under the events page, and there you can register and be part of it. We would love to meet you. Starting Friday, July 3 at 6 p.m. So we'll tell you more about that as we go along, but now it's time for us to enjoy a beautiful song.
And this is the Isaacs, If That's What It Takes.
Amen.
This place that I'm in feels so unfair. This weight on my chest seems more than I can bear. I can't see where this is gonna end, but I'll stay on my knees till then. If that's what it takes to break my will, to make me still enough to hear your voice, then I'll trust in you, O Lord. If that's what it takes to realize without you I'm just going the wrong way, living life in vain, Lord, humble me a little more each day. If that's what it takes, this is not the I'd ever choose for me, but Lord, you see the bigger picture, and the man that I can be. So Lord, I'll give you all my fears, and I'll cry a few more tears. If that's what it takes to break my will, to make me still enough to hear your voice, then I'll trust in you, O Lord. If that's what it takes to realize without you I'm just going the wrong way, living life in vain, Lord, humble me a little more each day, if that's what it takes. If that's what it takes to give my all and totally surrender to your plan, though I may not understand, Lord, give me strength to make it one more day. If that's what it takes. If that's what it takes.
Was the Isaacs with If That's What It Takes. You are listening to the Looking Up Show on Faith FM, and we are in the middle of our end of year June appeal. And if you give a donation now for the end of year June appeal, you will get that tax deductible. So it's that time of year where everybody's got to start thinking about it, getting the taxes done. So this is a great opportunity for you to do that bit of a write-off, which will help you with that. And it will help us immensely to keep the work going here at Faith FM. So if you want to jump on our website, which is faithfm.com.au and then go to the donate page and then pick the tax deductible thing and then just put your amount in there, how much you want to give. Look, it can be $1.50, it can be $150. We don't care. We'll take whatever you can give at this time because it all helps to further the work to spread the message that we're trying to give. And then just in the note, just put Faith Builder because you are going to be helping to build the Faith FM station, which is building faith in people all over the country. And we've got someone with us today who's going to be sharing how that has been part of his journey too.
Absolutely.
Here with Faith.
Absolutely.
So it's so
yes.
Great to have Eugene with us.
we have a real life testimonial here of the ministry of Faith FM. The Faith FM radio has been, as I shared with my friends there in Prospect, Adelaide over the weekend, it's been going for almost 20 years, 19 years to be exact. Sorry, 2008 it began, 2008 there in country Victoria in the garage of a church member there, Seventh-day Adventist church member. And ever since then, it's been growing and now there's over 400 different stations around Australia that are able to air Faith FM. So many people are being blessed and encouraged.
Yeah, 3.2 or 3.3 million people tune in at least for a half an hour every month.
Wow, that's phenomenal. Around Australia.
Around the country.
And I understand that Faith FM radio now is able to reach 1 in 3 Australians.
Isn't that awesome?
So that's awesome. And do you know who the biggest Faith FM listeners are, according to the McCrindle research?
Like 25?
Yeah, the Gen Ys.
That's right.
The Gen Ys, followed by the Gen Zers, which really surprised me. And then after that, our group, the Gen Xers, Shell.
Yeah.
And then below that, the Boomers. So, you know, so it's young people that are tuning in. So they're searching, they're seeking. And so there's a revival amongst young people who want to know, you know, who want to know the truth. And Faith FM is a place where many of them, thousands, only God knows how many, are going.
That's right.
So, yeah, so if you're able to put in a donation, whatever it is, do so. Because one day, as we know, Shell, we talk about it every week here, one day money will be of no value.
That's right. And if you need help figuring out how to get on that link, that website, just text us help and I will send you through some instructions.
Fantastic. All right. And
that phone number I should give out
yes.
is 0488-176-24.
Yeah. So if you'd like to maybe ask a question of Eugene as he's sharing his testimony or write any comments, any prayer requests, anything at all. We will be having a special giveaway, as always, in connection with Eugene's testimony. Please let us know. 0488-176-24 is where you can text those details. And so I also just want to give a plug for WA. Next month, end of July, July 25 to be exact, I'm running a full-day seminar there in the Harvey Seventh-day Adventist Church on July 25, beginning at 9:30. There'll be 4 sessions in total for the day. There'll be 2 before lunch, and then you'll be fed a wonderful lunch, and then there'll be a couple more after lunch, as well as Q&A. And so if you're anywhere around the Harvey area there, it's just south of Perth, I'd love to see you on July 25. If you'd like to book and register, just go to the Faith FM website and there under the events page, you will find the program for Harvey. Just click that. All the information is there and you can register and, yeah, come along. Invite someone along. I'd love to see you. I'd love to meet you. So there are a couple of programs, one in Hamilton, Newcastle, the America in Prophecy, Final Allegiance, America in Crisis, Friday, July 3, beginning at 6 p.m., and all the way through to 8:30 on Friday night, then beginning once again on July 4 at 9:30 a.m., all the way through to 3:30 p.m. So it's a big day on Saturday, July 4, and we've got lunch in between. We're going to feed you. So TED Talks, panel discussions, it's going to be full on.
That is worth a long drive. You're going to want to, you know, you want to be there.
Come and grab a hotel Friday night and stay if you're a little further afield. I'm telling you, this is a one-off.
Yeah.
We're not going to be around.
And it's been, and on the thing there, it says 250 years. What's that all about?
Well, 250 years since the Declaration of Independence.
That's right.
So this is America's big birthday party. We're going to be taking a look at it from a prophetic point of view. So like I said, we've got people like Lyle Southwell. We've got Scaffy. He'll be sharing Boris. And I'll just read out to you a couple of these messages. The first one, USA in prophecy, the earth beast. Then we're going to take a look at the two horns of this lamb-like beast and what that represents. There's going to be a panel discussion. There's a subject on final allegiance. There's the earth beast and the seed beast. There's blue laws and as they relate to not only the US but to Australia. And we've also got a baptism thrown in the mix. Shell? We've got a baptism.
I didn't know that.
A young person's getting baptized.
Wow, that's so cool.
So, yeah, so it's going to be a wonderful day. And so if you're anywhere near the area, even if you're further afield, just it's worth the drive getting there. You will not be disappointed. You will not be disappointed. You will love it. I'll give you back your money if you're not happy. Not that you pay for anything. So, so Friday night, 6 o'clock, and then, yeah, Saturday morning from 9:30 to 3:30. Go to the events page on the Faith FM website and you can register your interest there and you'll be so blessed. You'll be so blessed. All right. So we've got that out of the way now. And now I think it's time for us. Normally during this time, we talk about current events and what's going on in the world. And we will park that for today. But I just want to ask you, Eugene, you listen to the Looking Up show pretty much every week.
Pretty much every week.
Yeah. Okay. And I understand you also listen to, from time to time, or maybe on a regular basis, to The Perfect Storm, which is another program dealing with current events and Bible prophecy.
That's correct.
Yeah. Pastor Justin and Kyle Morrison there. And what's the other guy's name? I've got a blank on his name.
Phil
Yates. Yeah. Yes. Phil Yates. And now they've got Morgan. You know, our friend Morgan's joined the team.
Oh, really?
I noticed, yeah, Morgan.
Vincent.
Yeah, Morgan Vincent. Yeah, he used to be in our part of the world, but now he's headed down there, so he's also part of the team. So you're quite abreast of what's taking place in the world from a biblical, prophetic point of view. So I want to ask you, Eugene, you know, you've been listening to Faith FM since, what, 2017, I think you said?
2017,
okay.
Yes.
So we're in 2026, 9 years later. Have you seen a dramatic increase in current world events as they connect with Bible prophecy? What's been your thoughts, your views, as you've been listening, reading the Bible and so forth?
Absolutely. There's been an increase in the frequency and the intensity of things happening. It's not only politically, but also in nature. We have seen climate events and that sort of thing also increasing and in frequency as well as in intensity. And that it was one of the things, having read Matthew 24 many, many years ago, that I've specifically noted along my journey. We might touch on it as we go along, that these things are happening. And I can really support the view that you and the point you mentioned, that it is increasing.
Just like Jesus said, those labor pains.
Those labor pains.
Yeah, in Matthew 24, they would be increasing. So, yeah, folk, It is happening, and it's happening at a dramatic pace. It's just that we've become conditioned, you know. We have become desensitized because we just see it every day, all day, every day. It's become normal. It's become normalized.
That's correct. It's like the story about the frog in the hot water.
That's right. So, kids, don't try that at home. The frog and turning up the heat. Yes, indeed. So, all right. Well, what we're going to do now is, we're going to give a shout out. We failed to give a shout out, my bad, to your dear wife, Ilsa. She's currently working right now, so she's not able to listen in live, but she will be listening in later on. So
she said she would be very interested in
I'm sure she will be interested to hear what her husband's got to say. So big shout out to you, Ilsa, and I'm sure you'll be blessed as you hear the testimony. All right. So let's start off at the beginning. Tell us. How did it all begin? How did Eugene, or you begin? How are you going to begin?
Just a little background about myself, maybe.
Yeah.
In short, I was born and raised in South Africa. That's why I've got the accent, like we've mentioned. My wife, Ilse, and I immigrated to Australia in 2012. We lived in Queensland from 2012 to 2017 and then came down to New South Wales. Now, some people can say that they came to be a Christian on a certain date or due to a certain event, but that doesn't apply to me. It was more a matter of a testimony of somebody that who has had a strong, lifelong Christian faith, but had many flaws and sins, and yet experienced the patience and grace of the Lord all along. So I can maybe just mention, my parents were Christians. I was raised in a Christian home. I can still recall receiving a children's illustrated Bible when I was very, very young. And I couldn't read it. And I loved the pictures, and I initially just paged through it and looked at the pictures and listened to what my parents told me about the pictures initially. Later on, Mom started reading these things to me, and I could follow the stories. And then until I could start reading myself. And I still have recollections of this Bible in its very brand new format, and also later on, much later on, then in its dilapidated format, when it was all worn, having been used so often by me and my two younger sisters at the time. So I can also then maybe do, depending on how you want to run the show, is elaborate a little bit about the context of Christianity in South Africa.
Yeah, that would be really, really interesting because, you know, here in Australia, we've obviously, you know, heard of South Africa and maybe some of its past and so forth. But, yeah, we're not really familiar. So, yeah, from a first-hand perspective, that would be really helpful. So, yeah, just let us know.
Okay. Now, South Africa was originally occupied by different tribes of the indigenous population. White settlers started arriving in 1652. The first ones were the Dutch-speaking. There were Portuguese seafarers that came along before that, but the first settlers came along in 1652. They were Dutch, followed by the French Huguenots between 1688 and 1700, and then later on the British settlers in 1820. Now, interestingly, the French Huguenots were actually an extension of Bible prophecy, being mainly Protestants fleeing Europe during that 1,260 years
Of persecution.
Religious persecution after Papal Rome came into power in 538 AD and eventually fell in 1798 AD. When the Pope was captured by Napoleon. Now, for the sake of the listeners, maybe we can just refer to or elaborate a little about the 1,260-year prophecy as referred to in the Bible in Revelation 11, 12, and 13, because why I'm suggesting that is because it gives a little more background of where how the Huguenots fitted in. So we know from Revelation 11, 12, and 13, like I said, it refers to the different time formats of this 1,260 years. And in different forms, the 1,260 days in one format, and then the 42 months in a different one, and then also time, times, and half a time.
That's right, yeah.
And we get the conversion from days to prophetic days to literal years from Ezekiel 4, verse 6, giving us the idea of one day for a year. Now, the great controversy of Ellen G. White has a whole chapter devoted to the situation in France.
We're going to have to put the pause on there, and we'll come back to that because we've got a song coming up now, haven't we, Shell? Our song is...
This is Leslie Jordan with You Are With Me.
My heart is heavy and tired in this valley. Mountains grow higher and higher, but I can't find you. I'll keep lifting my eyes, I know you're with me. I hear your voice when you cry. Comfort, comfort. Sorrow may last for the night, but in the morning your joy breaks in with the light. I know you're with me. I know you're with me. You're for me. You've been behind. You go before, you walk beside me through darkest valleys. I know you are with me. Dry out in the desert, you bring these bones back to life. You put together, you sing a song of delight. I know you're with me. I know you're with me. You were for.
Listening to Faith FM, positively different radio.
Hey everyone, you're listening to a repeat of our live show, Looking Up.
That's right, and if you think this is good, you'll definitely want to tune in on Wednesdays at 3:30 to join us for the live event, because you can actually participate. It's a free giveaway that you can claim. You can text in your questions and prayer requests.
Live is so much more fun. All right. right. You are listening to the Looking Up Show. It's Wednesday, June 24. And my name is Danny, and I'm here today joined by our special guest sharing his journey, Eugene. And we've got Shell here in the driver's seat making sure I'm behaving myself and everything's going according to plan or some sort of plan. So, Eugene, it's been great to have you so far. And you've been just unpacking a little of what of where you've come from and a little of the Christian history of South Africa. And so before we continue on with that, we just want to let our listeners know that our code word, well, today we are, I won't give the code word right now. I'll give the code word in the next one.
Yeah, I thought you were going to slip there.
No. We'll give the code word in the next segment. But our free book today is the book, The Great Controversy.
Fantastic book.
It's such a good book that, Eugene, how long did it take you to read The Great Controversy?
Took me a week, but I'll elaborate a little why it took me only a week.
There's a story behind that. But
there might need to be a rereading of it at some point.
he'll share a little more on that. But Eugene has read The Great Controversy. Would you recommend it to our listeners?
For sure. And I'll elaborate on that.
There you go.
How many times have you read it, Danny?
I've read it a few times. I'm currently reading it. And as our listeners know, we're going through a chapter a week every time Charissa and I are on board. So, we're up to about chapter 13, 14, somewhere there, 15. And when Charissa comes back, we will continue that journey, just summarizing each chapter. So that's going to be our giveaway for today. The number is 0488817624. Keep that handy, and we'll be giving the code word in the next segment. As well, if you've got any comments, any questions, any prayer requests, feel free to share with us, and in particular, Eugene. I'm sure he would love to hear from you. So, Eugene, you were telling us before we went to that song, you were telling us that South Africa has a very rich Protestant history. The Huguenots, they fled persecution there in Europe, and they came to South Africa.
That's correct, and as we said, it relates to
That 1260-year period,
1260 years
that we have in the Book of Revelation and also in the Book of Daniel.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. And so I was wanting to say that the Great Controversy of Ellen G. White has a whole chapter devoted to the situation in France.
That's right.
But for the sake of the listeners, we can maybe elaborate a bit about what specifically happened in France during that 1,260 years. Now, you might know that according to history, King Henry IV of France issued the Edict of Nantes in 1598 that gave all Catholics in France, all non-Catholics in France, freedom of religion. But then, in 1685, 87 years later, King Louis XIV of France issued the Edict of Fontainebleau. I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm not
here to challenge you on that one, that's for sure.
and that edict eventually revoked the Edict of Nantes, and persecution against the Protestants commenced in earnest. The French Huguenots that went to South Africa started fleeing France 3 years later in 1688. So clearly, slap bang in that period of the 1,260 years. This was all part of numerous social, economical, and political factors and events that led to the French Revolution eventually. And that started in 1789 with the storm of the Bastille. The absolute monarchy was then overthrown. Another point that it's just as background, that in 1793, the Legislative Assembly officially decreed that there was no God in France.
I think you referred
to that in the past.
Yeah.
And by implication, also no word of God. So the people in Paris were burning Bibles and in the street, and they were dancing with joy. This was the reason that the prophetic Sodom, that is immortality, and Egypt, that is defiance of God, as well as the place where our Lord was crucified, applied to France, as we get in from get that from Revelation 11, verse 8. So, given this background, Christianity was heavily entrenched in the settler community of South Africa. Historically, there were lots of conflict between the settlers and the original indigenous population, with some of the settler victories being ascribed to God's intervention. Ultimately, it led to a government with strong Christian foundation, or with Christian foundations, but distorted by political aspirations. Very much like the combination of state and religion, but not really so enforced.
Yeah.
Examples that I can mention is that schools, public events, and so on were opened with Bible reading and prayer always. One subject at school was Bible study. The uni I attended was also Christian university, although all the unis in South Africa are not necessarily Christian universities. Sunday worship was not forced, but over an extended time in South Africa, most shops and businesses were closed on Sunday.
So that's a bit like Europe today. Like, I've been to Europe. I'm not sure if you've been to Europe. Yeah. Europe has Sunday laws in connection with trading in many, many, many countries.
Yeah.
And so some of them have been relaxed a little, but the church still has a very strong influence upon the government to ensure that, Sunday trading is kept to a bare minimum in Europe, even though Europe is very secular today. But, they certainly do have restrictions that we certainly don't have here in Australia.
That's right.
And we did have restrictions here in Australia. You know, I remember I was only a young fella when Sunday trading was really put, to the fore. And so there was a lot of discussion whether we would allow Sunday trading here in Australia. Mm. This is, a few decades ago, 40 plus years ago, some of our listeners will remember. So it's interesting that's the case there in South Africa, or was the case, certainly.
Yes, that's correct. Now, and then I can maybe just mention church denominations, and specifically amongst the Afrikaans community were mostly Protestant churches. But Roman Catholics and many other denominations were also present, such as Presbyterian, Methodist, Baptist, Apostolic, and so on. But because Christianity was almost like the default setting with a huge portion of the South African community, many of the fundamental biblical matters were not debated or questioned. These things were just accepted the way it is. Like they say here in Australia, it is what it is.
Yes.
And examples that I can mention was Sunday worship was universal. Adult baptism was rare among most of the Protestant churches. Child baptism was really the norm. Hell was a place of eternal judgment, and punishment actually, and so on, like most of the Protestant churches. Things might have changed without my knowledge. I haven't really kept up.
How long ago did you leave South Africa?
It's been, we're heading to 15 years now.
Oh, 15 years.
So
okay.
That's right. Now, although I dutifully attended Sunday school and completed catechism classes as a child, I was not really an active church member during my adult years. I mostly followed an independent Bible study, including to listen to Bible programs and so on. At the time, I felt I was learning and growing more in that way. It wasn't necessarily correct, but that's how I felt at the time. I wanted to investigate it for myself almost without having to necessarily have the influence of somebody to tell me what it is. So despite not being closely involved with the church, I still had a close relationship with the Lord. But I also had many flaws and sins. It was a matter of stand up and fall, walking cripple. Not always a good example of what a good Christian should be. But God remained faithful He saved my life in many occasions. As an example, as a child, I fell out of my parents' moving vehicle at a reasonable speed, and I survived that.
Wow. How old were you?
I was probably about 2 years old or something like that.
Wow, and you survived that.
And how it happened is in the old vehicles, the model that they had, it was the first time I actually sat in the back of the vehicle, and those cars, the rear door opened not the way it does nowadays. It opened the wrong way around. In other words, the front of the vehicle, or the front of the door, opened first.
Right? Oh wow! Yes, yeah, I can picture that.
That's right, and I remember my mom sitting in the left in the passenger seat. She told me, "I must just check if the door is locked," and I pressed, and it was the same handle that opened the door. And if you moved it one way, it locked, and the other way, I went the wrong way, and the wind ripped the door open, and I was holding onto it with my left hand, sitting in the right hand side, in other words, sort of crossed my body, holding onto the door, and when the door ripped open, I went outside.
So you weren't wearing a seatbelt, obviously. Or you weren't strapped in?
No, I think those days they didn't even have.
They didn't even bother with it.
That's right.
Wow.
So that was, and
you fell out of the car.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, the car was moving at a reasonable speed.
It was quite hurt, but
But praise the Lord, you survived.
Well, that's why I'm saying, you know, he
the really, Lord has his. The Lord certainly had his hand on you.
That's right. And then in another incident, motorcycle accident, and also during a deep cave diving incident, as well as a skydiving incident.
Oh, so you've done both. You've done cave diving and diving out of a plane.
Yeah, that's
skydiving.
Right. Yeah. So, and these things went wrong, but God saved my life.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Well, in both places, like
in both, yeah, both the diving.
Well,
incident.
What did you run out of air or something, or what happened with the diving incident?
I don't
incident,
even
or?
Like to talk about it.
Oh anymore. Wow!
But
I don't want to bring up those bad memories.
Now, in short, I'll just say that it was we did cave diving, and it was a very deep dive, and we did all the precautions that we were very careful. But for some reason, and we were two guys, one of us had the torch. We were young people, you know, you don't have much money. So one guy had the torch and I had the depth gauge. So we constantly checked our depth and made sure that under the circumstances that we don't stay too long, otherwise you had to decompress. So we tried to do the dive as short as possible. But for some reason, and I don't actually know what exactly happened, but how we figured it out later on is there was a sort of a split in the cave, one passage going this way and the other one the other way. And I remember I could still see the light, and I checked the depth gauge. And as I was checking the depth gauge, all of a sudden everything went black. And it was pitch black. You couldn't see anything. So what we figured out later on, I think one of us went into the one passage and the other one went into the other one, or other passage. So that's how we, and really,
wow.
To this day, I if I start thinking of it, I really get nightmares because this was it. It's over. And it's out. Because I turn around, because you lose your direction very, very quickly. I turn around and I could feel rocks on my one side, rocks on the other side, and I thought I was now going in the right direction to head back. And it was I just felt rocks again. You know, so this it went like this, and it all of a sudden it felt like I was surrounded by rocks. And I couldn't find the way out. And then eventually, I just decided I've got to get out here, and just started swimming with my hands in front of me, and eventually I somehow, by the Lord's guidance, found the right direction. We got out.
Wow.
I don't want to.
No. Don't go any further. I'm getting the heebie jeebies. Let alone just.
We need to have a song.
We do need to have a song.
Back into it. They can give us more. Okay, but right now we're going to listen to The High Road with Rescue Me.
Lord, I'm sorry for all the times I've let you down, and for the failure of my flesh that seems to keep me bound. Lord, I don't deserve your mercy or your grace. Please take this pain and save me from this place. Rescue me. Rescue me. Loose the chains from this prison, set me free. I need to feel your presence once again. I'm ashamed of the places I have been. Please rescue me. I know it's been a long time since we've spoken, and there were many times my family's hearts were broken. Lord, here and desperately I'm calling out to you. Please take away this pain and pull me through. Rescue me. Rescue me. Loose the chains from this prison, set me free. I need to feel your presence once again. I'm ashamed of the places I have been. Please rescue me. Rescue me, rescue me. Loose the chains from this prison, set me free. I need to feel your presence once again. I'm ashamed of the places I have been. Please rescue me.
That was The High Road with Rescue Me. You're listening to Looking Up here on Faith FM. We want to give you our code word now. LU26, great. If you want to get a hold of the book, The Great Controversy, all you have to do is text in that code to the Looking Up phone number, which is 04-888-17624. Again, that is 04-888-817-624 with the code word LU26 great. And the book, The Great Controversy, which is something that everybody needs to read. If you haven't read it yet, please text us so that you can get your copy. This is a vital read. It explains so many of the questions that people have that they just don't think there's answers for, but there are.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. It's a book for this time in particular. And Eugene, it's very much part of your journey, and you're going to be telling us.
You're going to get in there.
All right. So you've told us how the Lord has preserved you from when you were little all the way through to your adult years. You know, you've just shared these incredible incidents that you really don't want to have to relive, because it just brings back, you know, so many frightful memories. But we praise the Lord that God got you through that. And so you could clearly see that God had his hand on you.
Praise the Lord for that. Mm. I can also confirm that. Mm. You know, as Christians, we should really continually search our inner beings and actions, lest the message of the Church of Laodicea applies to us. I'm saying this in the context of what I said about the South African context and my own journey. As we get the reference to the Church of Laodicea in Revelation 3, verse 14 to 22, with thinking we are spiritually rich, but without us realizing it, we could be actually poor, naked, lukewarm, and be spit out. I often wondered how this might apply to me. We might be okay at one stage, but without realizing it, just a little while later, this warning might apply to us. One of the many attributes of the Bible that I've observed is that it's like a mirror, in which we can see how our life should be and how it compares to the reflection of we as humans really are in reality. Now, God's law in the Old Testament gives us this mirror to compare ourselves with. And the two witnesses are in Revelation 11, referring to the Old Testament and the law as one witness, and the New Testament with the gospel of salvation as the second witness, specifically has relevance here. My reflection surely did not always compare well with how I should be. Yet the Lord was very patient with me and full of mercy and grace. He always supported me to maintain my faith as well as many blessings, amongst others, gifting me my wonderful wife, Ilza, whom I only have praise for in everything she does, as well as a son and a daughter. And they are in Europe. They've grown up and having their own lives. And my son has a son, so I've got a grandson.
Oh, well done. Congratulations. It's exciting.
Thank you very much. Fortunately, righteousness does not come through our own actions, but is a gift of God through our faith in Jesus. And that is where the second witness, the New Testament gospel of Revelation 11, becomes relevant. Interestingly, for the sake of the listeners, this nuance between the law and faith bringing righteousness is also shown by Abram's faith in Genesis 11, Genesis 15, verse 6, and the eschatological Elijah that we find in Malachi 4, verse 4 to 6. So during my solitary journey, I kept up Bible study and was always drawn to the teachings of Jesus in particular, but also Daniel and Revelation. As John 6, verse 44 says, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day." I think that applied very much to my journey. I had difficulties with Daniel and Revelation. It was clear that they were connected, but I couldn't connect all the dots because I studied on my own.
But you had an interest, a deep interest in Daniel and Revelation and Bible prophecy.
Some of the concepts, I think I managed to more or less get them, but as I said, many of the dots I couldn't connect. So there was this area that I felt I really don't understand enough of it. So in addition, all along during these Bible studies, there was always the desire to be baptized as an adult by following the example of Jesus.
Because you had only been baptized as a little baby.
I was baptized as a baby, yes. Another matter that was noticed during my Bible study was that Saturday should be the day of worship and not Sunday.
Wow, so you discovered that by just reading your own Bible.
And so, but I thought I was missing some historic facts. There must be an explanation of why it is Sunday and not Saturday. Mm-hmm. And we did history at school, covering the Reformation, but nowhere any mention was made about the fact that Saturday should be the day of worship instead of Sunday. So then after moving to Australia in 2012, we lived in Queensland, as I said, until 2017. We had informal Bible group studies once a week, but not formally linked to any particular church. When we then in 2017, when we came down to New South Wales, I started listening to Faith FM.
Mm-hmm.
And here the Faith FM community was talking about prophecies, adult baptism, Saturday Sabbath, and much more continuously. And I was really fascinated.
So how did you, was it just, you were just going through the dials? How did you end up finding Faith FM?
I tried different stations,
okay,
and so on. And
so no one put you onto it? No one told you about it?
No one told me about it.
Wow.
So then when I found it, I knew this is something different.
Praise the Lord.
So programs presented by Robbie Bergen, John Bradshaw, Gary Webster, Lyle Southwell, and then later Your Looking Up show started in 2020, I think.
2020, that's right, May 2020.
And many others. So I can strongly advise anyone to listen to Faith FM.
So you'd be happy for people to donate to Faith FM?
Absolutely. I actually...
so this is the donation plug, folk.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
It had a huge impact on my journey with the Lord. One Amen. Can listen to Faith FM live on the radio or via the internet by downloading the Faith FM app, and you can then listen anywhere, anytime, Amen. As long as you've got internet exception. And what's nice is that you can listen to past programs and podcasts.
Yeah, that's right. So on the – yeah, it's a good thanks for bringing that up, Eugene. So if people want to listen to previous programs of any of the programs, there's over 200 different programs there on Faith FM, just go to the podcast section there. And you can listen at your heart's content at any time that's suitable to you, any of the previous programs. So, yeah, thanks for plugging that.
My pleasure. And so listening to Faith FM, I was convinced that the SDA teachings were conveying the best interpretation of Bible prophecies and are true to the Word of God. Surely there may be more truths that we've discovered along the way that God reveals to us in time.
Amen.
But at this stage, I am very, very convinced this is the best interpretation of Bible prophecy. And at some point in searching for more direct contact, I got in contact with Pastor Gregor Perley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
at
Pastor
the time,
Gregor.
He was with the Waihi Church at the time, and we would have started Bible studies. But he was transferred, and I was a bit stuck. So, and meanwhile, I just kept listening to Faith FM, often ordered Faith FM material.
Ah, so you were one of the listeners who would text in for the code word, and away
That's
you go.
Absolutely correct. I often did that. And at some stage, some of this material was then eventually delivered by Pam Kitt. She's a Bible worker.
Yes, Pam, I know her well.
You know her well.
Yes.
That's good. I told her that I was fascinated by Faith FM.
She was working in Gosford, I think, at the time.
Gosford
Adventist
Church.
I think she still might be there, yeah.
Yeah.
So big shout out to you, Pam.
I told her that I was fascinated with Faith FM and specifically mentioned your Looking Up show. She put me in contact with you, and to my surprise, you immediately responded to the thirst I had of knowing more. Ilse and I then started Bible study soon after that with you, and you know, a lot of things started happening very quickly at the time. Then,
by the way, I so enjoyed that journey.
You and Ilse,
you were so keen, and you were asking questions that I very rarely get asked in Bible studies, especially Ilse. You know, she was very, she wasn't just happy with with stock standard sort of answers. She wanted to go deeper. She wanted to know more. And I was really blessed. I thoroughly enjoyed those Bible studies.
I must honestly say both of us really enjoyed it. And it was a very important part of our journey.
Yeah, that's great.
And then during these Bible studies, listening to the various Faith FM program studies and your the studies with you, frequent reference was made to the Great Controversy.
Mm.
And that got me interested to purchase the book. Soon after I bought it, but before I've read it, you mentioned on your show that Jeff read the book.
Good old Jeff, yes. A week. Jeff, yes, good old Jeff. So we had him share his testimony on the Looking Up show.
Yes, yeah, about a month ago.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
There was a repeat last week.
Yeah, there was a repeat of Jeff's testimony last week, yeah, because we were away.
That's correct. So I took up the challenge then, and I eventually managed to read it within a week.
read it.
But I went in detail, like underlined things, and because it's a fascinating book.
Mm.
I can truly recommend this book to anyone. From the history of the Reformation, including the persecution and perseverance of the early reformers.
Mm. Amen.
To the end of the Great Controversy, where Satan and the wicked are destroyed and God is united with his followers in the city of God.
Amen.
It is fascinating reading, full of prophetic insight that is also very much applicable to our situation today.
Amen.
What also fascinated me even more was when I realized it was written more than 100 years ago.
Correct, correct.
First edition, 1888. That was 138 years ago, revised by the author in 1911, 115 years ago, a true manual next to the Bible.
It's like you're reading this book that was published today.
That's right.
Incredible, because it talks about events that are taking place, transpiring in the world right now.
That is correct. So I must say, Faith FM led me to recognize the value and the truth about the SDA message. And eventually led me to Bible study with you. And that in turn led to my adult baptism.
I know, what a special day.
February 2026.
Along with Jeff.
Along with Jeff.
Both of you got baptized on the same day. That was so exciting.
And that happened at the Boolaroo SDA Church, where you are a pastor.
And where now you are a church member.
And I am a church member. That's
hallelujah.
Great. It's a small church community, but friendly, sincere, devoted to the Lord, and warmly welcoming everybody.
There you go, folk. Big shout out to the Boolaroo folk who are listening right now or at a later time. So you found the Boolaroo folk friendly and still continue to find them friendly?
Absolutely. I can highly recommend visiting them or joining them.
Oh, mate, you're the best promo person. Shell, don't you reckon? He just gives
very much so. He's doing awesome.
Excellent. Keep going, brother. Keep going. And you've been to the RTM church as well.
Yes, I've been there.
Where Shell used to go. It's
a really good church as well.
That's a great church.
It is really – I love both of them, but I had to choose.
Exactly.
And I chose the one that is closest to me.
Exactly. Fantastic. Oh, wow. That's so exciting. We've got so much more to hear from our friend Eugene. He's only just sort of getting warmed up. And so there's more to his journey of faith. But in the meantime, Shell, we have another song.
We do indeed, but we just want to promote one more time our June appeal. So if you can jump on our website and give whatever amount, you want to just throw out an amount?
Absolutely. Well, today...
But how much do you think, you know?
I think $100.
$100 is a really good one, yeah.
I think $100 is really
good. If we had 50 people give $100, we would make our goal.
Is that right?
And, I know we got several of those from this morning, so we're
well. Part you know what, Shell? I'm a big believer in Faith FM, and I'm putting my hand up. $100 coming.
Wonderful, so wonderful. So you know how to do it. All you have to do is just jump on our website, which is faithfm.com.au/donate if you want to, or else just go to the direct website and click on the donate button, and that'll take you to the page where you can get your tax deductible donation. You can give it. There's amounts written down there already. You can choose one of those, or you can put in an exact figure that you want to. Yeah.
So whatever.
That's right. However much. And then just put in the note, Faith Builder, and that will go towards our June appeal, and it will be tax deductible for you, and you will help us reach our goal to be able to keep the lights on, to be able to keep all the signals going all over that we have. We've got
over 400 stations. How many have we got currently? We've got, I think, over 270 on air right now.
Yes. But because one of our key sites is down. You know, that's one of our other problems, that our tech people can't get there quick enough. So that's another way to really be able to build up this opportunity to be able to keep everything working and chugging along. So please donate on faithfm.com.au.
See the roaring crowd set before us. Saints who finished well now implore us to run the race victorious with eyes upon the prize. Press on in faith and cross that finish line.
Hey everyone, you're listening to a repeat of our live show, Looking Up.
That's right, and if you think this is good, you'll definitely want to tune in on Wednesdays at 3:30 to join us for the live event, because you can actually participate. There's a free giveaway that you can claim. You can text in your questions and prayer requests.
Live is so much more fun, so catch you then.
You're listening to Faith FM, positively different radio.
Looking Up Show, and we have been blessed this afternoon with our special guest, Eugene, who is a dedicated Faith FM listener, and he tunes into the Looking Up Show each and every week, and he's been sharing with us his journey of faith from South Africa all the way to Australia, and how the Lord has led. And you know what really struck me, Eugene, is when you shared that you had a deep desire, a hunger to understand Bible prophecy, in particular the books of Daniel and Revelation, and how Faith FM has been instrumental in enabling you to put the pieces together, you know, to join the dots, to use your language.
Absolutely.
And so, folk, if there is anyone out there who, like Eugene, is searching and seeking, you love Bible prophecy, you want to have a better understanding of Bible prophecy, the books of Daniel, the books of Revelation, the prophecies that Jesus gave in Matthew 24 in connection with his coming, two great opportunities for you to have understanding and to have answers to your questions. The first one is the United States in Bible prophecy. There's a number of us, including yours truly, as well as Lyle Southwell, Joseph Scaff, Justin Tarosian, Boris Yovinov, Shell will be there on the panel. We've got a number of individuals who will be participating in this very special one time only. This will probably not be repeated July 3 and July 4 in connection with America's 250th birthday. It's 250th anniversary since gaining independence from Great Britain. We're going to be taking a look at America's rise and fall. We're going to be taking a look at the United States in Bible prophecy, because the United States is right there in the very heart of the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 13. Highlights the role, the rise of the United States of America. And so we're going to be taking a look at that beginning on July 3 at the Hamilton Seventh-day Adventist Church there in Newcastle from 6 p.m. There's a couple of TED Talks as well as a panel discussion, followed by five more TED Talks on July 4 beginning at 9:30 a.m. Lunch will be provided on July 4 Saturday, and there'll be dinner provided on July 3 Friday night from 6 p.m. You'll be thoroughly blessed. And so if you'd like to be part of this series, you want to come along, you maybe live further afield, book a hotel on Friday night somewhere there in Newcastle. There'll be plenty of hotels to book. Stay for the entire time over that 24-hour period. You'll be thoroughly blessed. Go to the Faith FM website, go to the events page, and there you can register your interest. Invite a friend, invite a family member, invite a neighbor, invite someone to come along. So that will be a rich, rich blessing, something we've never done before. Who knows if it'll ever happen again. So July 3 and July 4. So that's coming up in 10 days' time. Following that, in connection with the signs that Jesus gave in Matthew 24, I am running a series that I've just finished in Prospect, South Australia, in WA, Harvey, WA, just south of Perth. If you're anywhere near Perth, please come along, a full day, so four sessions on July 25, and you can also find that information and register on the Faith FM website under the events page. We'll be providing you with lunch and plenty of other resources. So with that said, over to you, Eugene. Continue the journey, brother.
Thank you, Danny. So what I can say is that in addition to my adult baptism then and becoming a Boolaroo Church member, I'm also blessed to be a volunteer participating in the Trans-Pacific Union for Christ mission to Fiji in August this year. This will enable me to start playing a small role in spreading the gospel to the whole world, as Jesus said in Matthew 24.
Amen.
Because I depend on sophisticated electronic hearing aids that in turn depend on the availability of electricity and other electronic technology, I had some concerns initially, but I decided to just trust in the Lord and push through anyway.
So is this your first time you're doing something like this?
It's absolutely my first time.
And you're only going to preach one or two sermons?
14 of them.
14 of them. One every night.
Wow.
And probably a couple on Saturday as well, Saturday morning.
There may be a few extra.
Yeah, so always be prepared. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's a lot of preparation that one has to do, I believe. But I think it is an excellent and well-organized mission. And I hope I can make a contribution to making it a huge success.
Absolutely. And by the way, this TPUM, which stands for the Trans-Pacific Union Mission, a number of countries. I think there's about 11 countries that are part of the Trans-Pacific Union mission, Fiji being one of them, where I'll also be going. We'll be at different locations, but we'll be in the same country there in August. There are speakers coming from all over the place, all over the South Pacific and beyond, to come and to share the good news of the gospel in these various countries and locations. So it's going to be something really exciting. I was part of PNG, like Papua New Guinea for Christ, back in 2024, where there were over 2,000 sites throughout Papua New Guinea simultaneously hearing the three angels' messages, the God's final message of love to the world. That was so exciting, so exciting.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. So we've got TPUM for Christ this year. Next year, it's the NZPUC, New Zealand Pacific Union for Christ. So you can prepare for that, Eugene. And the following year, it's Australia for Christ in 2018. And then 2019, back to PNG for Christ.
Absolutely
so
amazing.
So every year, because we're preparing for the coming of Jesus, we want to go home.
That's correct.
So tell me, what did your wife think of this idea of you going and, you know, with the challenges that you have? Like you said, you have a hearing device because your hearing is not very good at all, to say the least. What did your wife think about you going out on a limb and doing something you've never done before?
Well, I must say she supports me all the way.
Amen.
And that I feel is already very comforting.
Yeah. Yeah. So will she be coming with you?
She would. The original idea was that she was coming with me, but she started a new job.
So she needs to stay back.
Leave is a bit of a problem and so on. And
she'll keep you in prayer.
She'll keep me in prayer.
And you'll update her, I'm sure, every day how things are going.
Correct.
That's exciting, Eugene. Well done. Well done.
Thank you, Danny. What I can maybe also just mention is that it became clear to me that certain doors opened for me and certain doors closed for me along my journey. And in short, the doors of relying on my own abilities were closed and the doors that rely on trusting the Lord were opened. I do not think I'm wrong in coming to the conclusion that this was happening, and I decided to pursue the doors that rely on trusting the Lord instead. It's a matter of doing God's will and trust Him, and not
Amen.
Doing my own will and trust my own in my own abilities. I decided to surrender.
Amen.
So in conclusion, my testimony is really, firstly, about the sheep that Jesus has and that He wants to bring into one flock. And despite one having many flaws and sins and not having all the knowledge that you should have as a Christian, I can really say that that was one of the matters that sort of stood out to me. Secondly, experiencing the patience of the Lord in guiding me through the Holy Spirit into His flock. Thirdly, about revealing deeper truths and insight to somebody that had a hunger and a thirst to know more about prophecies in the Bible. Fourthly, to stop trusting in one's own abilities and doing your own will, but to rather than surrender, trust the Lord and do His will. I don't believe in keeping all this for myself, but rather to bear fruit, that others may benefit from it as well.
Amen.
As Jesus said in John 15 verse 8, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples.
Amen.
And in John 15 verse 16, He says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, He may give you. So that is more or less where I feel I stand today. And I will trust in the Lord to tell me what the next step is. I can just mention I've done a lot of Bible studies on my own.
Yeah, I was going to actually bring that up, but I'm glad that you brought it up, so go right on ahead.
So there were, I mean, I showed some of them to you. All of this are not yet presentations. Some of them are studies that I've done. But the initial idea, I just did it for myself, for me to see what the Bible says. And,
for yourself. So you want it to be like the Bereans, you know. You'd know about the Bereans there in the book of Acts, you know.
That's right.
Paul preached to them. They're in Berea, this group of Christians. Actually, they were Jews. They were Jews that Paul was preaching to in the synagogue there in Berea. And they did not take Paul's word for it. They went home, the Bible says, and they searched the scriptures daily to see if what Paul was telling them was so.
That's
good. So you're a modern-day Berean, and I pray that all of us will be Berean, where we don't just simply take what someone says, whether it's on Faith FM, whether it's in a church, whether it's whoever it is, that you get your own Bible, you pull out your Bible, and you look at what your Bible says, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, God will lead you.
That's correct. And that last point that you made about the Holy Spirit leading you to the truth. So my first set of studies was on the teachings of Jesus, and I followed a topical classification. I did many, many topics like Holy Spirit, Sabbath, marriage, divorce, judgment, kingdom, and all these things that came from the teachings that Jesus had. I think they're definitely more than 100.
Wow.
Might be in the order of 200 of them.
So you've done this yourself already. I've done that, yeah. When did you start on this journey?
That went over quite a number of years. I think it started way back in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was around about, somewhere in the 90s.
Wow. That you started putting your own Bible studies together, like doing a search, going on a deep dive, as we say.
That's right.
In Scripture and finding out what the Bible has to say.
Yeah, that's right. But, you work on it and then you leave it for a while and then something comes up again. To be honest, I'm not sure about the date.
It started many moons ago.
Yeah, it was many years ago. And one other one that I've done in particular is a study of John 17, verse 23, the concept of oneness that he was first praying for his disciples.
Yep.
And then he started praying for those who hear what the disciples are saying, in other words, spreading the word, and that they, just as disciples, should be one with Jesus, as Jesus is one with God, that those who hear should also be one with Jesus and one with God, just like the disciples. Mm. That was one of the scriptures that really connected with me. And I did a short study on it as well. And that was I turned that into a presentation, amongst others. And then I'd done one on the two witnesses of Revelation.
All right, yes. Revelation 11. Yeah.
I haven't given these presentations to many people necessarily, but I've done them ready to go if the opportunity comes up. And then I'm busy with an overview of Revelation. Mm. That is in process. Also, something that goes in line with that and hand in hand with it is a study using the Revelation revealed by Austin Cook.
Oh, yes, yes. That's a great commentary on the book of Revelation. Yeah.
I'm also drawn to the attempt to put together specific presentations that will address people who do not believe in God or do not believe the Bible is the Word of God. I've done some of them. But it's a very difficult concept to bring towards somebody that is completely negative towards the Bible.
Wow, fantastic, fantastic. Wow. And
then there are more, but we can
We'll continue that. We've got a song coming up now, Shell. And what have you chosen for us to enjoy?
Yeah, this is Michael Shall Stand. This was written by my son. It's Secret Stratagem. It's an AI song, worship song for us.
Thank you. of the North hears news from the East, in fury and fear decrees the mark of the beast. Still a remnant remains of the woman's seed, haunted by the dragon, and now death decreed. Oh Lord, a time of trouble.
Song, Michael Shall Stand. Shall, wow, where did you find that?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
My son, who's also, he's a pastor, and he wrote
Harley,
that.
Big shout out, Harley. Yeah. That is top shelf stuff.
He wrote that while he was on a plane and just wrote all the lyrics. And then when he got to his destination, he put it into.
So that is AI generated. Obviously, he wrote this. You know, he wrote the lyrics, put it into AI, and that's what it spat out.
That's right.
This is phenomenal.
I mean,
phenomenal.
There's obviously a little bit of work in between there, but
oh yes,
yeah.
But it's incredible the day and age we have arrived at, Eugene.
Absolutely.
Where AI is able to do this. Yeah. This is incredible. But what a beautiful song.
He's done another album recently, which is all like early Advent hymns, like, yeah. You will see your Lord coming. Those kind of like the really, really old ones. And he and his wife just sang them in front of a piano and then loaded them because they're all – they have no copyright. You know, they can be done. And so then you just load them into the thing, and it spits it out in the style and the format that you want, with the voices
this
that you want,
incredible.
And the structure that you want, and yeah.
Incredible. I never thought this day would come.
Amazing. I didn't think that either.
Did you hear that, Eugene?
Absolutely.
That was phenomenal. That was phenomenal. Yeah. Well, I'm going to talk to you after, Shell. I'm going to find out how I can access some of those songs
from
Harley.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so are they freely available for people to listen to?
Yeah, if you've got like streaming sites like Spotify or Apple Music or something like that, you can listen to all of them.
So just Harley Southwell?
He goes by Secret Stratagem.
Okay, Secret Stratagem, folk. If you love that and you want to hear more of that from Harley, wow, that is wonderful. And I know that work does go into it. It's not like you just throw it into AI and
he's got
voila.
It down to a real science. He's got it very well. He's got a very distinct style.
Yeah.
He made this version for us, for Faith FM, but the version that you'll find on Spotify is going to be a little bit more... heavier.
Okay. I thought this was sufficient in that space.
Right.
I mean, I just really loved all the instruments, the lyrics. I mean, that was going through Daniel and Revelation. Did you notice that? Daniel and Revelation, yes. Michael shall stand. That's Michael Daniel chapter 12, verse 1.
I love that my 3-year-old grandson, I'll pick him up and we'll be driving in the car and I can hear him in his booster seat behind me. Michael shall stand, 1 foot on the sea, 1 foot on the land. He knows all the lyrics.
And that's Revelation 10. Wow, powerful stuff. And by the way, I think that, correct me if I'm wrong, Shell, but I think Harley's going to be there for our July 3-4 weekend.
I'm not sure.
Oh, you're not sure? Okay. So he did want to come. I'm not sure whether he'll be able to
be
there.
He has been away a lot from his own church, so he might not be able to.
Yeah, he may not. So, But, Harley loves Bible prophecy, and I guess it's part of the DNA of the Southwells. Bible prophecy with a dad, with a dad like Lyle.
Stuff. He'd be really, really good to have.
We've had him on the program. We've had him on the Looking Up show.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that's
we've
right,
had him
on
the Looking Up show, so we need to have him back. I think we'll look to have him back after this July 4 weekend for him to share. And so, folk, just a reminder, this America in Bible Prophecy weekend, Friday night, 6 p.m., all the way through to Saturday, 3:30 p.m. Go to the Faith FM website, America in Bible Prophecy, there at the Hamilton Seventh-day Adventist Church, July 3 and 4. Once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, Eugene. How would you like to be part of that weekend?
I would love to be part of it.
So it might be worth doing that extra little bit of a drive.
That's
not that much further than Boolaroo Church.
Not much.
Speaking of Boolaroo Church, our friend Sue sent me a message. Our friend Sue from Boolaroo. And so she, apart from asking you to speak a little bit louder, she says, tell our brother to speak a little bit louder. Go, Sue. So that's a message from Sue. But more importantly, she said, Boolaroo Church has been very friendly to her all her life. She's been at Boolaroo Church longer than anybody else. This is our friend Sue.
That is amazing, right?
The, yeah, absolutely.
There is
no one at the church right now that has been at Boolaroo Church longer than Sue. So she is our gold medalist. Absolutely. Go, Sue. She's just wonderful. We love Sue. And she's one of our Looking Up listeners. Yeah, she listens in each and every week.
She's
a regular listener, our friend Sue. So one final opportunity here to get the great controversy. The code word is LU26GREAT. That's LU26GREAT. Text that to 04-888-17624. 04-888-17624. And once again, can you highly recommend The Great Controversy?
As I said, I can recommend that to anybody. And you actually miss out, in my opinion, if you don't read it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So The Great Controversy begins with the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD, makes its way all through the centuries of Christian history, all the way through the Reformation period, to our very day, all the way through to those final events that will usher in the coming of Jesus, all the way through the millennium, and then the establishment of a new heaven and a new earth, and the end of sin, suffering, and sorrow. So it goes through the entire sequence of events, like I said, from 70 AD all the way through to a new heaven and a new earth.
We might just mention that some people may find it slightly difficult reading, but you have often referred to the more user-friendly version of it.
There is another book. We haven't given that away. Maybe one of these days, Shell, we might get that Cosmic Conflict. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Cosmic Conflict. It's a modern-day adaptation of The Great Controversy, so it's a summarized version, if I could say, just over 200 pages, written only a couple of years ago. It was published. I've read it through twice. My wife's read it through. She loves it. And so for those who are not readers, go online. Cosmic Conflict is the book, and you'll be thoroughly blessed. So you can go on to Amazon or at the Seventh Adventist ABC bookshop. We've got one here in Currumbong, the BBF bookshop, and it's only $5, if I remember correctly. So get yourself that book. It's just over 200 pages, an easy read, and you'll be thoroughly blessed. But there's also The Lineage Journey. We promote, I'm not sure if you've come across The Lineage Journey.
I haven't.
They're just short videos of about 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 minutes or so. Shell, do you want to tell us a little bit about
the Great Controversy version that they've put
out? Yeah,
yeah. Yes. Do you want to give one of those away?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Do we have that?
I have one in my car.
Oh, wow. You do?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
So we can give that away to one listener.
Okay.
Yes. So if you text in for our code word, LU26GREAT, one of the people who have texted in will get that special book.
Wow.
I'm not going to say who or what, but well, we will pick one of you and one of you will get
the special
book.
We'll put you in the hat. We'll put you in the hat.
Now, that version, it's sleeved, you know, in yeah, like a box.
Wow.
So it's a little box.
I haven't even got that version.
Yeah,
it's where did you get that from?
Good. From Adam himself.
From Adam, Mr. Lineage himself.
Yeah,
wow.
I ordered a couple of boxes. So, yeah, it is really, really beautiful pages. The pages are beautiful to turn. It's
wow.
Got QR codes for each chapter that you can scan the codes and then get the video that corresponds with the chapter
and
that they've
on
put
site.
Together. They've done all of the videos on site of the places that the book is talking about, and so you're learning along with the chapters as you go. And there's so many pictures and things in there.
This would have to be, folk, since 2020, May 20, we have not given away such a prize. This is the best. Shell, this is the best prize we've ever given away.
It is. It's about an $80 version.
Well,
yeah.
I got a feeling Eugene's going to be texting in the word LU26GREAT to get that. So, wow. Okay, we've only got a few minutes left. You know, thank you so much for sharing your journey. It's been inspirational just to see how God has led you. Do you have a favorite scripture that you could share with our listeners, or do you want to share some other things in these next 5 minutes or so?
Danny, yes, I can do that. I just mentioned that there are more studies that I didn't mention. Just very quickly, I did a whole list of studies on similar topics that we follow in SDA teachings and so on, about baptism, the end time church, the 2300-year prophecy of Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar's dream, death, God's law, Sabbath, mark of the beast, millennium, hell, judgment, second coming, supernatural, and so on.
Wow.
So those I've almost independently did my own research on, but using the same topics.
Praise the Lord.
Then coming to the favorite.
Before you get to the favorite verse, folk, I can vouch for Eugene's Bible studies. Oh, thank you. Shell's just put that on the table. Wow. Check this out, Eugene. This is the lineage gray controversy. Wow. This is something else. Wow. It looks amazing. I'd love to get my hands on one of those. In connection with Eugene and his Bible studies, he would share with me these PowerPoints, these detailed PowerPoint Bible studies that I was blown away with. And I'm like, Eugene, I don't need to do any Bible studies with you. I think you need to do Bible studies with me. This was incredible. And I shared with a couple of our pastor friends. I shared them with Sharissa as well. I sent them through to her and I said, check out Eugene's Bible studies. And I was just so greatly encouraged, Eugene, that you did your own research. You did your own private Bible study to come to the conclusions that you did.
Correct, yes.
And I praise, I just wish every single person that I studied the Bible with was of the same mind. You know, of the same desire to do their own study, to stand on God's word, not because of what they had heard, but because of what they had discovered themselves.
Absolutely. I think that's very important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And by the way, Eugene will be preaching soon. I was talking to him just about it the other day. I've got a couple of dates here in September after he gets back from TPUM. So we're going to have him begin preaching the word there at Boolaroo Church. And so you'll be well practiced after TPUM.
I hope so.
I think so. So yeah, share with us your favorite Bible verse.
Or one that has made
a big difference in your life. Yeah,
I think it has and it can have a big difference for everybody. And it's right at the end of the book. Right at the end of the Bible, Revelation 22, verse 4. I must just say I've got many favorite ones, but for the time being, and this is the one that came to mind, at Revelation 22, verse 4, they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. Now, that clearly tells us what God's desire is. He wants everybody to be there. Amen. He loves everyone, no matter how bad you are. He loves everybody, and he wants you there. He wants to see your face. He wants your name on his forehead. Now, if that's not an invitation for everybody to accept, I don't know what a good invitation is. And you see that in the context of the previous verses, also in Revelation 21, where God wants to dwell with his people.
Amen.
And I really think that is something to accept.
Amen. So as Eugene has pointed out, God makes this invitation to everyone. And one of my favorite scriptures is the final appeal in Revelation. Revelation has the final appeal here in verse 17. I share it often. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts come, whoever desires, let her take the water of life freely.
Beautiful.
So three times.
Three times.
You know, come, come, come. So you could say the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, you know, God is inviting people to come. And, you know, Jesus said, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. And that ultimate, eternal, heavenly rest, the rest on the new earth, in a place where there'll be no more sin, suffering, and sorrow. Well, we've come to the end almost of our program. We've got one song from Alan Jackson. He Lives. Be blessed, and then we'll be back with some closing thoughts.
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy, I hear his voice of cheer, and just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way.
He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see His love and care. Though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that He is leading through all the stormy blasts. The day of His appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart.
Wow, what a beautiful rendition of that powerful hymn, He Lives. Wow, I just love that hymn. And indeed, because Jesus lives, Brother Eugene, we have hope. We have hope that this world is not all there is.
Absolutely. And just quickly referring to that invitation of God in Revelation 22, verse 4, we can really say that He's already paid the fare.
Amen.
Through the price that Jesus paid. Paid on the cross. So it makes it easy for us to accept it. We must just accept Jesus.
Amen. Accept Jesus Christ, gift of salvation, already paid for in full at Calvary.
Absolutely.
At Calvary. So, folk, we have come to the end of our Looking Up show for this day, and it's been a real privilege and a great blessing, and big thank you to you, Eugene, for coming on board and sharing your journey of faith, and especially how Faith FM has had such a huge impact on your spiritual journey, on your discovery of Bible truth.
Thank you, Danny, and I can really say thank you for having me. If anybody can really gain so much by listening to Faith FM and accept the invitations and so on that we've referred to.
Amen. So, folk, if you want to contribute to Faith FM so that there can be more Eugenes out there, more Jeffs out there, hearing the good news of the gospel, having this wonderful hope that we have, I want to encourage you, Shell and I, we want to encourage you. Eugene wants to join in as well. We want to encourage you to donate as we come to the end of the financial year. Donate to Faith FM, to the Faith Builder Project, because that's what it's all about. We are here on air for one central purpose, and that is to share the good news of the gospel, to invite people to the marriage supper of the Lamb, to invite individuals to the heavenly kingdom that Christ is preparing for all those who love Him. So go to the Faith FM website, faithfm.com.au, go to the donate page, or you can simply type into your browser, to your address browser, donate.faithfm.com.au. I just did it, and it comes straight to that donation page. That's donate.faithfm.com.au. Whatever you put in, whether it's a couple of dollars or whether the Lord has blessed you with financial means and you're able to give maybe 100 or more, may God bless you as you contemplate how you can give in order to support this awesome ministry that is making an eternal difference in the lives of others. And so we have that book, just a reminder, this book that Shell has gone to the car and taken, and she's brought here, and I'm looking at it and holding it right now. It's heavy. It's a good book. The Great Controversy, the Lineage Journey Edition. This is awesome. I can't wait to get my hands on this. And if you're interested in being in the draw, 0488 17624. You've only got a couple of minutes left before we go off air on this program. 0488 17624. Type the word LU26GREAT. That's LU26GREAT. And you'll go in the draw to get this book. So we've got some takers already there. Have we got some people in the draw?
We definitely do.
All right, folks. So you got 2 minutes left. 0488 17624. Type the word LU26GREAT. And Eugene is doing it as we speak. Go for it, Eugene. Go for it. You can be in the drawer as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Just finally, before we pray and close out, Final Allegiance, America in Crisis, Hamilton Seventh-day Adventist Church, July 3, July 4. Go to the events page on Faith FM website and you can register there, as well as the Harvey program in West Australia on July 25, where we're going to be taking a look at the second coming of Jesus, Matthew 24, in four presentations, and you'll be thoroughly blessed. So, folk, it's been great to have you on board today. Next week, we have another testimony. We've got Matthew Turnbull, the guy that was there at your baptism. He is part of the Raymond Terrace Church, RTM Church.
He's a lot of fun. It's going to be a fun week.
Oh, it's going to be a fun interview. I'm so looking forward to it. So, Matt, can't wait for you next week, mate.
Crazy things are going to be said next
week. Oh, Shell is preparing everyone. All right, we're going to have a prayer and then we're going to sign off. Father in heaven, we just want to thank you so much for the blessings of Faith FM Radio. Father, how you are using this ministry for almost 20 years now, dear Lord, touching the hearts and the lives of individuals. Father, we don't know the hearts and the minds of our listeners. You do, and you're drawing them to yourself. Thank you, Lord, for Eugene, for his story. We pray that you'll continue to bless him and Ilsa in a mighty and powerful way. Bless him as he goes to Fiji in a very short time. Bless him in a mighty way. Bless Shell as well. Bless her family and bless all of our listeners. So thank you, Lord, for all your blessings. Until we meet again, we just want to thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So, folk, thank you so much for joining us on the Looking Up Show. And remember, and don't ever forget, keep looking up, because Jesus is coming soon. God bless, and we look forward to catching you next time.
Keep looking up, don't give up when there's pain deep in your heart. Keep looking up, don't give up, should the tears begin to start. With a prayer, all your cares he will cast into the depths of the sea. His love is always there for me.
renew a right spirit within. Do not take your Holy Spirit away. Hide your face from all my sins. Cleanse me and I will be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. Bring back again your presence, Lord. Give now a willing heart and mind. All I bring you is my contrite soul. This you never will despise. Cleanse me and I will be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. Have mercy, O God, in your unfailing love.